Welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Unisys Radio. With your host, Isabella Carolyn Boucher and Jason Median, who will be on later in the evening show of Unisys radio station. As we know, Halloween is approaching. Welcome to Unison Radio with your host, Isabella Caroline Boucher. Now, Unisys Radio is a new radio station which deals with the mysterious, supernatural, unknown, and ghosts and ghost hunting. As we know, Halloween is approaching, and it's the time for, you know, ghostly experiences and all those kind of things. Now, with ghost hunting, it has become one of the most popular things going on now. And it's has gone rampant. I mean, so many people have been seeing ghosts and seeing haunted places and investigating abandoned homes only to find ghosts and mysterious things. Well, since Halloween is approaching, here are some of the best ghost tours New York City has to offer. Okay, there's the Island of Lost Souls, a history in madness and medicine on Roosevelt Island. For you people listening in New York, there is a very spooky part of the neighborhood on Roosevelt Island. And it's only a tramway away, and so far it says you'd never guess that New York's seemingly idyllic residential community was once crawling with convicts and lunatics banished to the island's neo-Gothic asylum and penitentiaries until death did them part. Not only will you be able to take a 2-hour walking tour question, it will store up your beliefs of the undead. Now, you could call up from anywhere. It's called 917-409-8533. And that's like a place in Roosevelt Island where I've been. Like, it's, you drive in and it looks safe, and you go all the way to the end of the building, and there's this abandoned building which was once a sanitarium that's supposedly haunted. Now, there's also Tales from the Grave, Ghosts and Hauntings of Greenwich Village. Now, in Greenwich Village, you can explore 400 years of murder, scorn, and poetry as the sidewalk guide Damien takes you through the sinister history of Greenwich Village's haunted churches, taverns, and public parks, which supposedly have the undead. Then, there's also the paranormal investigations at the Morris Jumel Mansion. Now, this mansion is in Manhattan, and if you go, you'll learn all about ghost hunting at Manhattan's oldest house with resident paranormal investigator Vincent Carbone. His 3-hour investigation includes an overview of paranormal theory, a history of ghost hunting, and a hands-on house-wide investigation of period rooms made famous from their outworldly inhabitants. You could call the number 212-923-8000. Now, to look into this Morris Jumel Mansion, well, it looks like a very harmless place. It's in Harlem Heights. It looks very Gothic, and it looks as though it could be out of another century. I was going to say Southern. Well, actually, it's Manhattan's oldest personal residence. This Harlem Heights abode was originally built for British Governor Roger Morris, but later served as General Washington's headquarters in the early months of the Revolutionary War. Later, an elderly Aaron Barr lived there after marrying widow Eliza Brown Jumel in 1833. It's of 19th century French decoration, and the master bedroom was reportedly owned by Emperor Napoleon. Well, this place is supposedly haunted. It doesn't exactly say why, but we can find out which I would like to do. And I could also use the ghost machine that I have to find out what the ghosts have to say about this Morris Chumo mansion. Now, as I look it up, our other host, Jason Midian, is going to be on this evening at 12 to discuss more about, you know, what's going on in the outer worldly world. He also wanted to make a shout out to the Unisys members. Supposedly they're a group of traveling nomad psychics whom he had met and given him a picture, but he found them really interesting and he really wanted to speak with them. So if any of you are listening, please contact Jason Midian on Facebook, JasonMidian. He would really greatly appreciate it, and he will be speaking later tonight about moonstones and other things. Well, anyway, to go back to this story of this house, which I'm trying to look up, which is supposedly haunted, the Morris Chumo Mansion. Well, supposedly, witnesses have seen the spirit of Eliza Chumo at the Morris Mansion. That's interesting. That's who he married, you know, the ghost. Not the ghost, the person who bought it. And let's see what it has to say. We could listen here, because this is the travel channel. So don't run out.
The grocery store at your front door. Peepa! Woohoo!
And I will let you listen, because this is from the Travel Channel. Let's see. The Mansion's Malevolent Spirit. As we wait for it to come on. It seems like the ghost doesn't want to come on. Well, here we go. Let's see what happens. And we will see right now. It says writings of a spirit.
So, Verizon and Google have teamed up on the Pixel 2.
Mm-hmm.
The match made in tech.
Right now we're having advertising. And to all of you listeners, this is Unisys Radio, the new radio station of the supernatural, ghosts, ghost hunting, spirits, UFOs, and anything interesting and spooky. As we decided to start this station of the month of Halloween, with your hosts, Isabella Carolyn Boucher and Jason Midian, who will be on later, and let us see what is going to happen now. Nothing. Well, let us see.
St. Louis, Missouri.
No, it seems to be writings of a spirit.
The Gateway Arch.
It seems that the mansion's malevolent spirit of the one I was speaking of doesn't feel like being known. Well, we will
Verizon
see about
Google
this.
Verizon teamed up on the Pixel 2. It's like Verizon is the oil and Google is the volcano.
More like the Google Pixel 2 is the unlimited storage.
Please bear with us because
like
ghosts don't always want to work the way that we want them to work. As we all know. And mansion's malevolent spirit. Let's see what happens. Yes, here we are. Please listen.
While the mansion's most famous ghost may be George Washington, our research indicates its most infamous and malevolent spirit is its namesake, Eliza Chumo.
So this is Eliza?
That's Eliza.
Did she die in the house?
She did, in her bed.
She did.
Dorothy, her bed?
Yes.
Yes. So that is her bed right there.
Is that the original bed?
That is the original bed.
Because whenever I say that, I picture the deceased person there. I can visually see her.
We know that when a person spends so much time in one place, their spirit becomes part of the fabric of the location. Eliza spent 55 years eating, sleeping, living, and dying within these walls. What part of her still lingers behind?
Has there ever been any sightings of Eliza?
Yes.
And how do you know this?
There's actually documentation of a group of school students that are standing outside waiting to come up and open up the house and start their tour. A woman comes out on the balcony and tells them to either be quiet or go home. She disappears. And then the educator runs up and says, oh, I'm so sorry, there was an issue with the subway system. I'll open up the house and we'll get started.
She wasn't even here yet.
She wasn't here yet.
So, Eliza, what balcony would that have been?
Right to our left. They finally come into the house and they get up to the second floor by the portrait and the teacher's like, oh, that's the woman that came out on the balcony. And of course the educator that worked here was like, that can't be the woman because she's been dead for 100 years.
As our investigation digs deeper into the tale of Eliza, we begin to uncover her dark history.
Now it's also rumored that she possibly helped her first husband move on to the next life. He's helping a friend off a horse and cart and somehow falls and trips on a pitchfork.
Is it still a mystery to this day whether or not she did in fact help him along?
The rumor has it that she helped clean his wounds, aka taking the bandages off, and he bleeds out.
To death?
Yes.
She is suspected of a murder.
So, in other words, with Eliza, it looks as though she killed someone and she's still there. So that is one spooky place to see in New York, and it's in Washington Heights. So if you live in New York, it's not a far trip, and already school kids have seen her. It makes you wonder. It makes you wonder, like, how ghosts stay. So it must be real. And, you know, ghost hunting has become like a big epidemic lately, and people have been coming up with so many stories. And on Unisys, what we like to do is for you to hear, to call in and maybe tell us your story of what happened. And let us know what you think about ghosts, like what your experiences are. And Jason Median is a ghost hunter and has a lot of experience dealing with ghosts. So he would be able to help you understand what's going on, if it's in your home or outside of your home, or just any stories that you like to tell us. At 12, we're going to be having the next showing. And this is just a brief, you know, to let you know that our show is out there and we really want to hear what you have to say, and we really want to talk about the spooky, supernatural, and ghost things that go on. And tonight's show is going to be about moonstones, crystals, and dreams, and ghosts. So please make sure you call in or try to call in or take a listen to our show, which is going to be airing at 12 again, and we would really like you to have a listen and enjoy our show and get into the Halloween spirit, and hope to be hearing from you, viewers, soon, and have a good night, or should I say evening, because we will be back at 12.